We are asked to take up our cross and follow Christ. What does it mean to take up our cross? Is it a death wish? Absolutely not. There's only one thing of significance that happens on the cross. Jesus says, "Father, forgive them." He forgives. And when we are asked to take up our cross and follow Christ, it is to become a forgiver. But sometimes we are so petty. We hold on to our disappointments, our grudges, the things that have happened to us. They continue to upset us and make us angry, and we wish ill on other people. That's not what it is to be a forgiver. But that's the only thing that matters. Are you a forgiver? Do you clearly accept that mission to follow Christ and be a forgiver like he was? If anyone had reason to not forgive, it was Jesus. Scourged and crucified, unfairly accused, put to death. But he says, "Father, forgive them." How do we take our petty things and say, "I'm not going to forgive you for that. That's just too much." Really? See, that's our mission. That's what we are created for, to become forgiving people. And that's the only thing that matters. At the end, what will matter when we face God is, are we a forgiving person? Or is our first reaction to be a judger, a condemner? How many people a day do we talk about and put down and ridicule and accuse? That's not being a forgiver. And this isn't optional. It isn't if you want to. It is the only thing we do that follows Christ. Whoever does not carry his own cross, the cross of suffering. You see, suffering is important because it teaches us to forgive. Forgiveness is important because it frees us. If we stay married to the hurt we've experienced, if we talk about it over and over and over and over again, if we keep it close to our memory and our heart, then we're just dead. We've just killed ourselves. We've killed our life. People who tell you about things that happened years and years and years ago, who become married to those things, take on an identity of being a victim. We all are victims. We have bad things that happen to us, and we're going to suffer in this life. But if we follow Christ, that suffering leads us, that cross leads us to be a forgiver. And there's nothing that you will know that is greater in your life than to be able to forgive, because it gets you to stand with God. That's what he does for us. And the most interesting thing is, does God announce to the world, "I forgave them"? He says it to your heart. He speaks it in silence. Have you ever had somebody who said to you, "Okay, I've decided I'm going to forgive you"? It doesn't feel like forgiveness, does it? Just feels like another opportunity to talk about whatever was wrong. And when you want praise for it, then it's for you. Forgiveness is a gift that God gives us freely, and he does it in silence. He speaks it to our hearts. And he asks us to do the same. To honestly have times and ways that other people have hurt us that we carry in our hearts that we choose to forgive and let go of. Our first reading, unfortunately for you, one of my all-time favorite readings, is about Onesimus. Onesimus is in jail, and he meets another guy who's in jail, Paul. And they start to talk. And Paul says, "Well, how'd you get here?" And Onesimus says, "Well, I was a slave of John, and I ran away, and I got caught. So now I'm going to be put to death," because that's what they did to slaves that ran away. And Paul says to him, "You mean John?" He says, "Yes." He says, "I know John. I taught in his community. He became a partner to me. He was following me as we follow Christ. Let me write a letter to him, asking him to receive you back into his good graces, to forgive you, and to allow you to be a part of his life again." Now, this requires the slave, Onesimus, to trust that the heart of John had been changed by the message of Jesus, that he had become a forgiver. Because when he goes back, if John hasn't changed, he's going to be killed. But he goes back. And John has truly become a disciple of St. Paul and a follower of Christ. So Onesimus is saved. Look at the act of forgiveness that's involved in that. Forgiveness by Onesimus, that instead of worrying about and fearing John is going to kill him, he has to let go of it and walk in freedom and be willing to face whatever comes. That's the way our lives are. We face a lot of difficulties, a lot of things that bring us suffering. But we don't have to be overwhelmed by them. We don't have to be destroyed by them. We are asked, as Jesus did in his life, to become a forgiving person. That is how we truly take on the identity of the Father in whose image we are made. It is the greatest thing you will ever do in your life, is be a forgiver. Not once in a while, all the time. Can you be known as a forgiver? You know what they all say. Oh, you just let people take advantage of you. They walk all over you. We have all these descriptions that say to us, don't forgive. Be tough. Be mean. Be accusatory. Be judgmental. Hurt them. And then we have Christ, who says the only thing that changes the world, the only thing that changes your heart, is to receive the forgiveness God gives to you, and he does, and you give that same forgiveness to others. Today, my brothers and sisters, we are asked to freely take up our cross and follow Christ.